quickly today. I think I'm just feeling slow. I've got a different guitar today. Hold on, guys. I got to adjust my mic a little bit. It's in the way of me. My mic is in the way of life. There, that's better. Last minute decision to plug in this guitar, but I just tuned it up. Shouldn't be too out of tune. Good enough, close enough for jazz. Atrocious buzz, though, is still there. You know, it may not be as bad as it was. Anywho. Hope everybody's doing good today. I kind of screwed up my coffee abstinence last night. It was part of the dessert at our international night on family dinner night. It was last night, and it was Kuwait night. And we had something that I don't remember the name of. It was basically chicken and rice, but like flavored with funky spices and almonds and dates. No, not dates. Currants, I think. And I had a cucumber salad, like a Greek garlicky computer salad. Cucumber salad. And then the dessert was like this honey cake type stuff. And the way my aunt phrased it just made me totally forget. She's like, this is supposed to go with coffee. So, and then I was like, oh, okay. My gastronomic side took over. And I was like, oh, well, if it has to have coffee. And I didn't even think that I'm not drinking coffee anymore. But I only had like half of a small cup of coffee, like a really tiny kind of cup. And before that, a couple of days ago, I went to Carl's Jr. and I got a Coke. And a Coke has got caffeine in it, so it's like, you know. I'm not going to use this as an excuse to just start drinking coffee again. But I felt kind of shitty this morning, and I was trying to figure out why, and maybe that was the reason. I don't know. certainly will. That was one of the first things that I learned on the guitar. Is Metallica. Oh, that's right. I discovered that the archives now and on radio, I don't know if this is a mistake or just like a change. I don't know. But they're all split up into 30-minute segments. So like the longer shows that are longer than half an hour get turned into multiple archives of 30 minutes each. And this will not do for me. So I'm either going to switch my show to half an hour long. Well, today's going to be a test day. If this happens to my show today, then I got to make a decision. I'm either going to switch to a half an hour show or take my show off on non-radio. I mean, it's not like I put so much into my show that it's like a real inspired production. It's kind of resides on a non-radio, I think, and on SDF comfortably and in a way that doesn't require a lot of effort or, you know, continually making a quality product. I mean, I've been doing this fucking thing for 9 years or something now, maybe close to 10. That's ridiculous. Of course, you know, Friends, the show Friends went for 10 years, and they did a pretty quality product every week, but, you know, I ain't no Marta Kaufman. Eh. You guys like this sound? Classical guitars are a little bit bigger than electric guitars generally. Like the frets are a little bigger and the strings are a little more widely spaced apart. Takes some getting used to. To say nothing of playing with your fingers as opposed to a pick, but that's not a big problem. The bigger problem for me in transitioning between guitars is the fret size and the string spacing. Get into good vibrato habits. I haven't played a lot of nylon string lately. Lately is in the past couple of years. I think I got my electric in 2021, and that quickly became my principal guitar, and I just kind of fell in love with tube amp distortion. That's all I wanted to play. There's no reason that has to last. That paradigm has to last forever. I mean, I can get back into classical or nylon string guitar with a classical parameters to the guitar itself, which this has. This is of the Godin guitars, the nylon string electric guitars that they sell. There's a couple different models, and this one is the model that corresponds. It's like the concert or something. It corresponds right to the very finicky standards of classical guitar specs in terms of fret size, finger spacing, etc. Even I think body shape and body size. So it's about as close to a classical guitar as you're gonna get. So when I play this guitar, I'm playing a whole nother amp. I'm playing my old Fishman Loudbox that I kind of bought unnecessarily. You heard this tragic tale is that I thought my amp was broken, but it wasn't. It was just that this guitar, the battery was running low, so it was causing it to go fuzzy. But I thought the amp was had like busted speaker cones or something. And it was a used amp, so I already had in the back of my head like, this is kind of a piece of shit and waiting to die anyway. So I mean, I guess it wasn't a great loss. And all what happened was I gave that old amp away to a friend who's a multimillionaire. So I feel kind of, like why did I give an amp away to this? Listening to that buzz again. It's an obsessive thing. So I guess I'll go for a full hour today and I'll see what the archive does. And I think if I'm going to make that change, I'm going to have to notify management just so, you know, it doesn't create two archives, like one 30 minutes long and then another one like a minute long. So actually, let's go to the Anon Radio archives page and see what it's doing now with the other. Yeah, open mic, anyone can stream. It's divided up into 30-minute chunks. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. And let's see, who else had longer shows? Like, I guess maybe most people? Yeah, there's, here's the, this is a new one. I've never heard this. The Orocho Show. I guess fairly new. But anyway, they've got two archives for 324. And there, yeah. So I don't know if this was a decision or somehow it made things easier just to split things up that way. Or, of course, we get no explanation, but yeah. That's the way it is here in SDF. So I think this may be a permanent change and not a screw up, like a conscious decision. I think, I don't know. We'll never know. It's just, there's no way, you know, fuck this place, man. I'm telling you, it's a shithole. Okay, so I got a list again of controversial topics. Let's go from the bottom. Let's go from the bottom of the list. This is not the same page that was like procon.com or whatever. This is a different page. I believe it is Googled controversial topics. And it ended up on the University of Michigan at Flint, which is in itself a controversial topic. You know, Flint, water. Some of these are weird, though. Like, they're, like, there's nothing controversial about it, really. Like, it's something like, I can't see an example now, but it seemed like some of them were pretty clear cut, like, this is bad. But maybe that's just my own background or my own bias, whatever. Like, controversial issues in current events. I'll read through them. Affirmative Action, Affordable Care Act, Alternative Medicine, Alt-Right. Now, yeah, that's one of the, like, how is that a controversial issue? Alt-Right. Because it doesn't, like, give you anything besides just the topic. I guess the controversy is this, like, a legitimate political category, or are these just, like, evil assholes? I don't know what they would say. Trying to get a little more dexterous here. Syrian civil war, like, maybe I just don't know enough. Like, how is the Syrian civil war a controversial topic? Like, is it bad? Is it good? Maybe I'm just thinking about this wrong. These are just things you can talk about. Wildfires. That's another one. Wildfires. Well, actually, there is some position that says wildfires are good. And in fact, I guess that's pretty well known. Like, that they need to burn periodically to burn away this underbrush so that they won't get too bad later. Like, the fires are a natural part of forested areas on the West Coast and other places, even in, like, you know, other parts of the continent. Like, I guess they were having some wildfires in Minnesota, which maybe might be symptomatic of climate change, but I don't know. Yeah, oh, fires are, they're definitely a natural event. So, but, you know, they say that part of the problem, the reason that they're so bad, is that the forest was not properly managed, that they didn't allow any fires at all. So they just ended up with all this dead wood. And then the really extreme fires came as a result of that. I don't know how true that is, blah, blah, blah. Well, I have an excuse if I just want to go half an hour today. Of course, the thing is I can't time it exactly. And that's the reason I need to alert management if I really want to change to half an hour. It's because it'll do like a 1 minute or a couple seconds of an archive. And it'll be... Actually, yeah, I don't know what it'll do. I mean, who knows? Non-radio is weird. Practice our classical vibrato. Can you hear that? Kind of. I don't know if I'm doing it right. Like with classical, you move your finger up and down the neck. I don't know how to say this. You move your finger back and forth along the neck as opposed to up and down. You move your finger along the long dimension of the neck as opposed to along... across the short dimension. With an electric, with a steel string, the vibrato is done by moving the string rapidly along the short dimension. But with class, supposedly. And I can barely hear it. Some people can do it much better than me, and I don't know what the secret is. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look it up. See if there's any online help I can get for doing, because I never learned how to do it correctly in all my years of trying to be like a classical or a nylon string classical guitar player. I never really learned how to do vibrato properly. That's another thing I never really learned how to do on the classical. Is that fast trilling. Mine always sounds like galloping kind of triplets, because that's all I can do. If I do it with two fingers, that's about that. That is as fast as I can go. There are people that can go really, really fast. Actually, Matteo Mancuso is one of them. But he's a unique creature. He plays steel string electric, but he uses semi-classical technique in his right hand to play with his fingers. But I'll never be able to find a proper video because you know, it's real time, and real time eats the soul out of you. Can't do anything. Nothing ever works. That's my philosophy on life, is nothing ever works. I've kind of accepted like my general incompetence. Like I just, am not really able to accomplish anything or do anything. If I have something that I want, I will not get it. This sounds very pessimistic, but I think it's grounded in reality. Oh, my tendonitis has been really bad, but I don't know. It's just a thing that happens, and I don't know how to solve the problem, and just, you know, proof of the monster god nibbling at us. I'm trying to think of this thing I used to play all the time on the classical. I think it was that. Getting it exactly the way I used to play it, but there's only so many ways it could be. Half an hour is coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so the archive should split I guess you won't hear it if you're listening live,